If they have 6 billion a year to spend on PESCO, why don't they spend it at home on our own defence forces and develop our defence forces, develop our naval service and give them the backup and the support that they require? Because at the moment, they can't keep them in. All of a sudden, some guru decided that we could contribute 6 billion, 2% of the GDP leprechaun figure, to send to Europe to fund the war machine that is the war industry. So I object to that.
Are you surprised it's an issue that's not been highlighted? Because it's not really been spoken about an awful
But
lot. One or two people have raised it. Thomas Pringle's raised it up here, a few others. But by and large, it hasn't hit the national consciousness.
But our neutrality was coughed up before we joined the EU. That didn't hit the consciousness either. Even as late as last night at the IFA meeting in Donegal, Brendan Smith was talking about our neutrality. Lord, our neutrality is well defined in Shannon Airport, where we harboured or we passed through 3 million American troops to bomb the guts out of the Middle East. We can't wash our hands of that. But that's not a neutral Ireland that's doing that. That's a complicit Ireland, a complicit Ireland Inc. with the Financial Services Centre, which is another scam. And that's not discussed either. And I mean, I'd love to go into the maths of this and the sums and the codology that is the difference between the GDP and the gross national income at 132 billion. 132 billion of leprechaun activity in the financial services centre that contributes nothing to the GDP. But that you can't hear that either. Likewise, Ireland, with 175 other countries, signed up to Agenda 21 in 1992. But I'll guarantee you 99.9% of the public never heard of Agenda 21, yet it is depopulating rural Ireland. That same policy is a policy of depopulating rural areas. It also seeks to end and will end all private property. And I hope people hear me saying that. Really look it up. It's there in black and white for nearly 30 years. But again, that's another subject that you cannot discuss. 4 out of 59. Now, does that mean that they don't know what it is? I challenge the standing MEPs and the standing government to explain to the public what Agenda 21 is.
It would be fair to say your view of Europe would be, to say the least, sceptical, and you would be looking to explore maybe the dark side of Ireland's involvement and whether an air exit, as it's been called, might be the best thing.
Well, I'd call it air exit, but I'll put it to you this way. I also have an understanding of how the banking industry is robbing Ireland blind since the Central Bank Act 1942. And until we put a handle on that, it won't really matter whether we're in or out of the EU. But generally speaking, I am very toxic when it comes, or the EU is very toxic when it comes to me. The EU is anything but what the general public think it is, apart from the fact that we have contributed, in my estimated, the real value that the Irish people have coughed up to the EU since we joined is in the hundreds of billions. Now, whereas people think, oh God, the EU has been fantastic to us. It has not. It has robbed us blind. The fishing industry alone that was coughed up to the Europeans is utterly incalculable. The two generations that we exported since we joined the EU. Then you have the fact that our wonderful cap policy, which should be buried, should have been buried 40 years ago, has led us to a scenario where we have one farmer now for every 20 that we had 40 years ago. And that number alone on age grounds is going to halve in the next 10 years. That's leading all the way to Agenda 21, where we have a few ranch farmers and the population, as per government programme 2040, is going to be in Cork, Limerick and Galway. The plan is to double those three cities. That's not to relieve the pressure on Dublin. That's to take the people from Donegal to Wexford into those three. Obviously, they won't all go. But the reduction of population in rural areas is an international plan to get them off the land, give it back to nature.